Stat number two is, I mean, we said it at the top. How do you even put this into words? That the Bucks, they have lost four times to the Central Division, and we are approaching 50 games under Bud against the Central, including playoffs, with that four-game sweep of the Pistons. Four times they have lost. Only one of those losses has been when Giannis is on the floor, in the lineup and active. Once. And that one game was against these very same Indiana Pacers just before Christmas. It was December 12, 2018. And I remember that game very, very vividly. It was a disastrous second quarter that doomed the Bucks in that game. But that is the only time Giannis has been on the court and they have lost to a Central Division team. I believe the exact number is 43-4. 43-4, again, almost at 50 games, and you've lost four times. And, oh, by the way, with Giannis on the floor, they've won 35 in a row against Central Division teams. Just quit. Just fold up and quit if you're the rest of the Central. What do you do with that? 35 straight. Aaron Rodgers owns the Packers, owns the Bears. Giannis owns the entire division, not just one team. The anomaly here is that they lost to the Cavs. The Pistons is what you would expect, 14-0. and with where that team is and where they're headed, that's going to be like 56-0, it seems like. As long as Giannis is here, so for at least the next 5 years,
exactly,
we can already start to hang the banner. The Bucks are winning the Central. Because you're going to go, in a normal year, 16 games there. History tells us, at the very least, 14-2 is a bad year within the Central. 15-1 is pretty likely. 16-0 has happened before.